This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:13, what light rain is left should be gone by 8 o'clock or so. And then it's going to be chilly. Highs of 55. It's 55 right now. Temperatures fall throughout the day, and then it turns really windy afternoon. So it's going to be, boy, chilly and 50 and cloudy and windy and all that stuff. Lows tonight, 32 on the North Shore, 31 rather on the South Shore, and then maybe a little bit harder freeze on the North Shore. I'll get it out eventually. And then highs tomorrow of only 46, first big parade weekend, highs of 49, but lows on Friday night in the 40s. That means it's going to be chilly for parade time. Then a 40% chance for showers Saturday with highs of 56. And an 80% chance for showers on Sunday, highs of 53. But then that all depends on the timing of the showers, right? And then dry until Thursday when another chance for showers pops up. But we'll try to check in with a meteorologist and maybe Brooke Lasersley with the parade forecast is at some point this morning. Justin Buechler joins us now, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. If you're a Republican or a Democrat, do you want your party to become more conservative, more liberal, more moderate, or stay like it is? There's a new Gallup report out on how Americans answered that question. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You know, I was watching, I remember as a kid reading Sunrise at Campobello, the play about Franklin Roosevelt, and it just so happened that I was recovering from a little minor surgical thing yesterday, and there was a quote in there that he quoted the character of Franklin Roosevelt. I don't know if it's a true quote or not, from Woodrow Wilson. Wilson said that, "I often think of something Woodrow Wilson said to me. It is only once in a generation that people can be lifted above material things. That is why conservative government is in the saddle for two-thirds of the time." Now, I don't know if Woodrow Wilson really said that or not, or if they took some license with the play, but it seemed kind of accurate to me. Thoughts before we get into the subject matter here?
So I don't know the quote, but my reaction to that is actually rather similar to my reaction to a lot of these questions, which is define conservative. Mm-hmm. Because it's not clear what conservative means in that quote. It's not clear what conservative would have meant at that time. The label conservative has changed over time, and it's not really clear what any given survey respondent thinks when prompted with the word conservative, because the word conservative, just like the word liberal, can mean a lot of different things. And what a lot of people have in their heads for these terms, liberal and conservative, is what we can sometimes just call a floating abstraction that's relatively poorly understood. And if we don't define our terms, we prompt survey respondents with these words, and their responses need to be understood in the context of survey respondents' limited understanding of the words.
You know what? You ought to be a political scientist, because that was very well said. When I hear conservative, and at least when I saw this, and I always try to think of, is everything old new again, right? Are we really charting new ground or not? And I always thought of conservative, at least, and maybe it's because of my own viewpoints, as conservative means business first from the top down, government gets out of the way of business, and then the nation of this, the business of this nation, maybe Franklin Roosevelt said this or not, I don't know who said it, but the nation, the business of this nation is business. Then from there, the economy grows, people prosper, etc. But when I hear liberal, I think the other way around, that it's, well, no, the government starts handing out money to help people, and then from there, the economy is stimulated. Now, that might be more of an economic outview than a political outlook on this, but at some point, conservatism to me has morphed into telling people what they can do and can't do socially with their lives. Am I wrong here or not?
Well, to some degree. So, for example, one of the ways that we will sometimes describe the ideological division is we'll talk about social intervention, non-intervention, and economic intervention, non-intervention. So, with respect to social liberalism and social conservatism tends to have more intervention. Social liberalism tends to have more non-intervention, but economic conservatism tends to have more non-intervention. Economic liberalism tends to have more intervention. So what we describe as conservatism more generally is economic non-intervention, social intervention, and liberalism.
Slow down a little bit. What we describe as conservatism, you were saying, is?
Yeah, so conservatism is social intervention, but economic non-intervention. Really? What we describe as liberalism is economic intervention, but social non-intervention. So the ideological division is where you want the government to intervene. To be a liberal is, in the modern world and in the United States, is to want the government to intervene in the economic realm but not the social realm. To be a conservative in modern America is to want the government to intervene in the social realm but not the economic realm. And that's kind of the division, or at least this has been, and it's been getting more complicated in the last few years as the Democratic Party has been changing the last few years, and Republican Party has been changing the last few years. So, for example, you've seen more advocacy for economic intervention under Donald Trump and his preferences. The Democratic Party has been changing a bit, but that's generally been how we describe the ideological division for the last couple of decades.
Let me ask the audience at 504-260-1870. You all describe a conservative for me and describe a liberal, how you view that. I guess I would be more libertarian because I always thought as a conservative, and that's what I thought I was for a while, Justin, that I just wanted the government to get out of the way of business. I wanted the government to fix roads and bridges. And
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And collect taxes that they have to, not overtax anybody, spend the money responsibly, but stay the hell out of people's lives. Don't tell me who to marry, what to do, where to go, how to do this or that. Just do what governments do. And then it seems as though, and I don't know if there was a tipping point or not, where it changed to now conservatives want government involved in the social lives of people. And I never did understand how that came to be, but maybe you can explain it to me. And we'll talk about the Gallup poll as well when we come back. Justin Buechler, our guest, associate professor of political science at Case Western Reserve University. And I'll also ask you that as well, the audience at 504-260-1870. Do you want the government involved in your personal life? What you can do, what you can't do, et cetera. 620 Traffic Now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to a friend, Justin Buechler, associate professor of political science at Case Western Reserve University. New Gallup study out says that Americans, Republicans and Democrats, do they want their party to become more conservative, more liberal, more moderate, or stay like it is? Professor, what did this Gallup survey show?
So it showed a couple of things. There are two distinctions, really. There's a difference between how Democrats and Republicans responded to what kind of change they want in their party, and there's a difference between their responses from 2021 and 2025. So the first big difference is that from 2021 to 2025, Democratic respondents seem to want their party to become much more moderate. The other interesting difference is that Republicans are much more interested in maintaining the level of conservatism within their party. So as we were talking a moment ago, the first basic point to keep in mind is that it's not necessarily clear what any given respondent thinks when prompted with the word liberal or conservative. So when I look at these kinds of surveys, I see the basic obvious point that when you examine the Democratic respondents, in 2021, they just won a presidential election, whereas in 2025, they just lost. But a lot of them really expected to win. They were surprised that they lost. So in 2021, 34% wanted the party to become more moderate. But in 2025, that shot up to 45%. So plurality want their party to become more moderate. So it looks much more like just a response to a surprise loss. Then we look over at the Republicans, and we've gone from 34% in 2021 saying they wanted the party to stay the same, going up to 43%. And what's happened is, well, they just won. So they're pretty satisfied with the party. So I would be nervous reading too much of a policy interpretation into these results, rather than just observing that in 2021, the Democrats had just won a presidential election, and in 2025, the Republicans just won, and you've got survey respondents trying to figure out how to address a presidential election result.
You know, what I'm hearing here as you say that, and back in the day, you know, we used to try to do topics where we'd say, okay, give me your favorite crime movie. And people have a hard time thinking about it. If you give them a choice, it's different if you pick A, B, or C, but just come up with one off the top of their head is hard. And I just wonder how hard it would be for Republicans or Democrats to really quantify what it is that they think is a Republican, is a conservative, or a liberal. You made a good point with that, because maybe it's kind of like, what is it, the Supreme Court's definition of pornography, that they can't describe it, but they know it when they see it?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, that was Potter Stewart, but somebody could probably fact check me on that. I may be getting that wrong.
Well, it's not Jeopardy. Yeah. It's not Jeopardy. You know, there's nothing wrong, Professor. You're good. No, but seriously, is that kind of what it is?
I mean, to some degree, but I think it's even more vague than that, because for any given survey respondent, the words liberal, moderate, and conservative have kind of a vague orientation, and to some degree, they're more affective than specific. As I said, I think what's happening is that in 2025, the Democrats just lost an election that they expected to win. So they kind of want some kind of a corrective mechanism. But I don't think any of them can either define it or even really identify it, because in the definition of pornography, there is a claim that you can identify it when you see it. With definitions of ideology, I'm not even sure that people can necessarily identify it when they see it.
And then factor in all of that, ideology be damned, we just want to win and the other guy to lose. Thank you, Professor.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time. Sure. Have a good day. Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science, Case Western Reserve University. Very interesting conversation. We have another one with Dane Cialino when we come back about Airbnbs in Orleans Parish. Right now, time for WWL First News.